Cave and Ma embrace and hold on to each other so tightly that the knuckles of their fingers turn white. In a matter of minutes, the soldiers come and lead the children away while we watch in quiet despair. My heart feels as if an animal has clawed it out. I try to muster a smile so I can send my sister on her way with a final picture of hope. She is Pa's first daughter, and at 14 she must survive on her own. "Don't worry, Pa. It will be all right. I will survive," she says, and walks away, waving. In her black shirt that hangs below her bottom and pants that are frayed at the hem, she looks smaller than the rest of the group. I remembered then that in Phnom Penh, when she was the most beautiful girl on our block, Ma said that she could have her pick of anyone to marry. Each month, Cave would travel with Ma to a beauty salon to have her hair styled and her nails painted. I used to watch Cave fuss over her school uniform, pressing and repressing her blue pleated skirt and white shirts so they looked as crisp and new as possible. Now the joy of beauty is gone from her life. With the red and white checked scarf covering her thinning, oily black hair that peeks out beneath it, she looks more like 10 years old than 14. Cave follows the soldiers with 20 other boys and girls and never turns to look at us. Chu and I stand together with tears in our eyes and watch Cave's figure until she is no longer in sight. I wonder if I will ever see her again. At the other side of the town square, some base children scurry back home. Though there are no gates, an invisible line divides the village in two halves. The new people know better than to cross the line. Occasionally, the base men walk through our side of the village, spying on the new people and inspecting their work. A few base children who have not yet gone home stand there now, watching us with frowning faces. Rarely do I ever get to see them or recognize them as individuals. I don't even know how many base children there are in the village. In their new-looking black pajama pants and shirts, their arms and legs fill out their clothes and their faces are round and fleshy. I narrow my eyes with envy and hatred.
"It is good for the family to be separated,"
Pa says quietly and goes off to work. Ma says nothing and continues to look in the direction Cave has disappeared. "Why did she have to go? Why didn't Pa beg the chief to let her stay?" I ask Keem when my parents cannot hear me. Pa is afraid the soldiers might learn who he really is. The Khmer Rouge soldiers will hurt the whole family if they find out Pa worked in Lon Nol's government. If we are separated when they discover who Pa is, they cannot get to all of us.